Hi, this is Sandy.
And Chloe.
And this is the Hidden
Cookies
Podcast.
Ding dong 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 dong. You don't have to pay for any musical rights.
Mm-hmm. We're back. It's been a while.
Yeah, so guys. This is what happened. It's been 4 months. Actually, 4 months is not that long.
It is when you say that we'll be back soon.
We had a family emergency and then the holidays, which is hard for both of us. Yeah, medyo New Year's resolution yata natin was continue season 4.
So yes, indeed.
So, New Year, same season. During the holidays, I kept debating with you, what is your this? Kasi you're allowed more than one. From point ko lang is, this is your core, that.
Ngayon mo lang sinabi na allowed ako more than one, ha? By ngayon, I mean like recently. Nung una kong nalaman ito, sabi mo isa lang.
No, sabi ko dito ba, your this is this.
So the this is this. Our first episode back, but technically we're still in the same season, is all about our Roman Empire.
Amazing. This is a TikTok thing. At least nung ko siya una na discovere.
Oh, then, di ba sabi ko sa'yo, Chloe, bakit ano ba itong nakikita kong Roman Empire? Ano ibig sabihin? So, please paki-explain ulit sa akin. And also, ituloy mo na rin, bakit ikaw ang pumili ng Roman Empire na i-discuss ko in this episode?
Okay, you chose this for yourself. Ang point ko lang was, na I'm saying, you as a person, you don't choose your Roman Empire.
It chooses you?
It chooses you.
Yeah, I get. Do I get it? Pero explain mo muna nga.
Okay.
What is your Roman, not what is your Roman Empire, but what is Roman Empire?
Kasi parang women on TikTok, who I'm assuming boyfriends, na tinatanong nila, what's something you think about at least once a day? Ang daming guys na sumasagot, the Roman Empire. Siguro nga the collapse of it, the building of it, the Colosseum. Wala kong part of the Roman Empire. Gladiators.
Eh, di ba lately, nalululun kami sa isang YouTube channel. Yung Tasting History.
Yes,
ni Max
I know
Miller.
Him.
Kaya lang natin in small doses.
Mm-hmm.
Pero he's nice. Like,
yeah.
Hindi siya annoying.
Hindi,
it's just
hindi siya toxic kaya ayaw natin
yeah,
sa kanya.
No.
It's not that. He's very not that.
No. As in, he seems like a nice person.
Mm-hmm, a good fellow.
Kaya lang yung accents niya minsan. Nahihirapan talaga ako.
Parang like ano ba yon, like the cheese is a fontina.
So may connection, madalas ang kanyang dinidiscuss ancient recipes from Rome, na dun ko na-realize wala akong interest at all in the ancient Roman Empire. As in, I don't know sinong magkakasunod na emperor, like ano nangyari. And also, minsan nalilito ko, hindi ko alam kung truth or myth.
Yes,
yun.
I know what you're saying.
I thank you.
Like the Caesar thing.
Yes, na parang
the salad.
Did it really happen? Totoo ba itong mga to? Alam mo yun?
I think the stabbing of the back is real.
Also because gustong-gusto namin yung Asterix na comic. So, minsan hindi ko ma-separate.
Facts
kung comics lang yun. So, ang point ko doon, so ako personally, Roman Empire to me, it's like, I don't get it.
The literal Roman Empire.
Yeah. So, bakit ang dami pala na laging iniisip yun?
It's a very maybe American thing. Baka sila pinag-aralan nila sa school, tayo.
Okay.
Hindi.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Kasi okay.
Ano pa pakin natin sa Roman Empire as a country?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a fascinating part of history for them, siguro. Parang ikaw.
Wait, bago ako pumunta dyan at i-point out sa akin kung ano yung Roman Empire ko, which dininay ko for so long.
Kasi basically, it's something you think about at least once
okay,
a day.
Okay, okay.
I don't disagree with you on the other thing you were pitching. I don't. Pero I'm saying, literal years of my life have been spent talking to you about what I'm claiming to you is your main Roman Empire. In the future, we can talk about your other ones. I have other ones.
Oh, yes, please. Kasi exactly. That other one, can I say? Na, akala ko, sabi ko sa'yo, oh, the edi ang Roman Empire ko is the Kennedys, mm-hmm, and specifically the assassination. Yes. Sabi mo talaga vehemently, no!
This could be a Roman Empire series. We're gonna keep dropping Rome. Again, gusto ko lang ulitin. Hindi ko sinasabi, hindi mo Roman Empire yung other thing mo. My other Roman Empire is probably Twilight.
I was gonna say Greek mythology.
Greek mythology. Pwede, yes. Mm-hmm. When people think of us, they probably think, oh my god, this girl, this girly is obsessed with this. This is you, this is me. So I thus decreed, your Roman Empire is war. Hindi pa nga specific war, just war.
What is it good for?
Specifically, the war of the Band of Brothers.
Okay. Meron ako isasagot na narealize ko na, ah, oo nga, kasi i-correct kita on so many levels. So, yes. Uh-huh. Nag-agree ako after a while. Nabigla akong nagkaroon ng moment na nagsasalita at mm-hmm ako, may pinapanood ako or may ini-explain ako sa'yo na hindi ka naman nagtanong.
Which, again, I don't mind. I don't mind learning new things. Pero ang point ko lang is nga, I did not bring it up. No one in the room brought it up.
Di ba yung discussion nila? Sabi ko, alam mo kasi, ganito ka. Sabi ko, oh, I get it. It is my Roman Empire.
And also, sad na sad ka na nag-unsubscribe ka na from Netflix kasi wala kang gusto doon. And then, nagsilabasan lahat ng kanilang documentaries about World War II.
Yeah.
So ako parang, if you were this interested in the thing, would you be this disappointed right now?
Funny. The war, specifically the war of Band of Brothers. As if meron silang specific yes branch.
No lie, akala ko dati nung bata ako, pinag-usapan mo na nga to, itong movie na to. Show? Series?
Mm-hmm.
Akala ko banda sila. I was a child.
Lumabas ang Band of Brothers, I think, 2001.
Oh, I was 4.
And lumabas siya 2 days before 9/11. So, nagkaroon dang sila ng ano talaga, nung pinapalabas. Parang, are we, ano, parang, being insensitive? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there was a thing.
And yet, you thought this was not your Roman Empire. Yeah. Even the trivia about the show, you know.
Oh, may inamin ko naman talaga. Nagkaroon talaga ako ng moment. Sabi ko talaga, oh, I get it. I agree.
Are you ready to tell me about your Roman Empire?
Di ba nagkaroon naman na tayo ng isang episode about our war movies? Mm-hmm. Na alam ko may na-mention na ako doon kasi nga, how could I not? Which, alam mo na iniisip ko to, I was surprised that you even came up with your list of war movies.
Pero di ba my war movies were very much not...
No, you mentioned di ba Stalag?
Oo, pero hindi like in the battlefield, hindi parang Band of Brothers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tropic Thunder.
Nagsimula naman kasi lahat. Saving Private Ryan, wala naman akong interest. It was only because nandun si Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, kasi crush na crush ko si Edward Burns. So sabi ko, oh, I have to watch this movie. I agree. Tapos, nung lumabas yung Band of Brothers, nasabi din, Tom Hanks and Spielberg, ano na naman, na parang, I have to check this out.
Tsaka yung combo na yun, what could go wrong?
Yes. Pero alam mo ba, nung, kasi HBO pa yun, na, nung nagsasubscribe pa tayo, kami, na hindi din na-drop in one go, so kailangan magtiis ka, di ba?
Yes.
Nung unang pinalabas siya, may kasabay siyang isang movie na, Diyos ko, hindi ko na matandaan, rom-com na napakababaw.
Okay.
So, nung panahon na to, may VCR pa. Sabi ko, alam mo, I'm just gonna check. Parang, titignan ko kung maganda enough yung Band of Brothers. I-re-record ko na lang siya while watching mm-hmm this movie. Kasi mas gusto kong panoorin yung movie. And tingnan mo nga, hindi ko na matandaan siya. Totally trash. Tapos yung Band of Brothers, nung pinanood ko, oh my God, as in. Kasi, ito na siya.
Okay.
It's my moment. So, yung war nila is World War II.
Yes.
Okay. So, yun naman specifically ang talagang mas marami akong nababasa. Tsaka nga, kasi yun tinatawag na may reason for it to stop Hitler.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What?
Hindi, akala ko like may reason for it. Like, But yeah, anyway.
No, to stop Hitler.
Yeah.
Hindi naman lang for oil or for
or
something.
Land, ganon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm. Are we thinking of the Ottoman Empire?
For me?
Kasi parang, so parang, it may supposed to be in the know of something.
Wow, Ottoman Empire.
Ah. Nakinig ko sa ating Russian egg episode.
What's your Ottoman Empire?
Bakit nga hindi Ottoman Empire? Mm-hmm. You may continue.
Usually, pag nagbabasa ka about World War II, ang lawak kasi mm-hmm. may nangyari in Europe and then Asia tayo, di ba, involved tayo, Japan. So, pag nagbabasa ka ng libro, and yung one of the books na nasa stories natin, D-Day, wide talaga, na parang, kasi usually, ang isang like group of soldiers, a company, na-assign sila, alam mo yung Iwo Jima?
Yeah!
Yeah, so, ang kanilang story, nandun sila about Iwo Jima mm-hmm. lang. So, yun yung maaaral mo. Or, kunwari, pag nagbasa ka about Philippine occupation, yung Death March.
Yes.
Yung assigned dito sa Philippines. Eh, yung nangyari sa Band of Brothers, as in, how, parang hindi mo ito mapaplan or madidream up.
Mm-hmm.
Pero it happened in reality. Yung Easy Company sa Airborne, or yung mga nagpa-parachute, somehow, na-assign sila number one to jump on D-Day itself.
Ooh.
Okay, so D-Day.
Did they know it was D-Day?
Yeah.
Okay. Akala ko ito sa great, parang World War One. Afterward na tinawag
oh, no.
na World War One. Kasi but, it would have been so pessimistic to call it back then World War One.
Yeah. What? Yung sabi natin, D stands for day.
So Day-Day?
Yeah. Para lang, they have to plan it, pero hindi nila alam kailan actual mangyayari.
Ah.
Pero alam nila na, oh, 2 days after, we have to, kunwari, conquer this area.
Mm.
So, D-Day plus 2. So, they had to have that marker.
Ah.
So, yeah. So, yung Easy Company, they jumped on D-Day, which is the
day.
D-Day.
I've always wondered, is easy as in the letter E and the letter C, or like easy as in madali?
Easy as in madali, pero it stands for E. Kasi kasama nila Fox Company, Able,
okay.
Dog. So, they jumped on D-Day. Tapos, meron silang next, ang next na assignment nila, hindi ko naaanihin yung isang manner, pero Carentan.
I don't know what this is.
Isa sa mga pivotal areas sa Normandy. Mm. Kasi di ba ang airborne, sila yung nag-drop behind the enemy lines.
Okay.
Para yung mga soldiers naman na nakita natin in Saving Private Ryan, para maka-invade sila sa beach.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, di ba, meron behind enemy lines, meron in front.
Parang to box them in?
Yeah, kailangan parang, para by the time malabanan nila yung mga nag-defend sa beach, open na yung behind them
okay.
in Normandy. O, so, nandun sila. And then, na-involve sila sa, again, one of the famous and pivotal battles din, yung Bastogne, which sa lahat ng pinanood namin na 10 episodes ng mommy mo, yun talaga nag-stick sa kanya.
Yun ang favorite niya.
Yeah.
That's her Roman Empire.
So, na-involve sila sa Bastogne. And then, na-involve din, same company, nag-move sila. Sila yung mga, isa sa unang naka-discover nung concentration camps.
Aww.
Sila yung unang nakakita for real na dati rumors lang.
Mm-mm. Hanggang ngayon, di ba, something. It was not real.
Yeah. And then, finally, sila rin yung naka-akyat dun sa Eagle's Nest ni Hitler. Yung tawag sa kanyang parang lair niya sa mountaintop. So, from start to finish ng World War II, involved sila. So, if you read about Band of Brothers, Easy Company, nagkaroon ka ng chance to read about the progression ng World War II in Europe. So, sinespecify ko lang in Europe. Ko, ba't siya naging Roman Empire? Kasi nga, I think unang nag-stick sa akin yun. Kasi sa last episode ng Band of Brothers, spoiler.
Aww. Like, I haven't been forced to watch it a bunch of times. I enjoy it naman. Yung man ako forced. Andun sila, sila McAvoy, di ba? They were young. Yeah. May iba pa eh.
Si Damon Lewis. Bida siya though.
Ang point ko, yeah. They were so young and fresh-faced.
Yeah. Sa ending kasi nun, pinakita yung mga nangyari doon sa soldiers portrayed in the series.
Mm-mm.
Tapos makikita mo, pagbalik nila, hindi sila like, naging famous. Ano lang sila, like, isa nag-work as a taxi driver, yung isa mailman, yung isa construction worker. So parang narealize mo, oh shit, yung mga tao in society, kung wala, sa state, yung mga men, old men na akala mo, simple lang ang kanilang work. Hindi sila yung mga nasa office, mga executives. Mm-hmm. sila pala yung mga dumaan doon. So, yeah. Doon ako na, yun yung parang, ah.
Diba very, ano ko, like, why have war? You know, kasi nga, it's the regular people doing the fighting. That's why it bothers me so. Aside from, like, war is bad, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Pero the mere fact na, it's the regular people who have, for the rich people, have nothing to lose. Sila yung pinapaglaban mo. That's why it bothers me so much.
Except for this war, diba?
Babe, I'm just saying in general,
yeah.
War. What is it good for?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing.
Diba?
Except for this one.
A point nga. In the first place, men should not want this much power. So war should not happen because men should not want this much power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 23 years old na. Or sabihin mo, 22 mm-hmm. ang Band of Brothers. It still stands up. Diba?
Yeah.
Halos
yeah.
every year pinapanood natin. Not all by choice. Pero yung storytelling, yung cast.
Yeah,
oh,
the cast is really good. Yeah.
Si McAvoy and Fassie pa nga, hindi sila, si McAvoy, he died, sorry. I mean, the actual
Are you surprised
person.
Though? Not actual, not McAvoy, the actual person.
No, ibig ko sabihin, ni hindi nga siya part of the cast, yeah. core cast. Ganun pa siya ka, hindi sikat at all. Mm-hmm. Si Fassie din, meron lang siya like, I think there's one episode na meron siyang 3 lines or 5 at most. Pero even then, yung cast na kinuha nila, talagang
yeah.
everybody was so perfect as mm-hmm. in.
So you would say, very, very realistic yung show.
Yeah. Well,
as in, wala silang, no, I'm saying, I didn't say they actually killed people.
No, and I wouldn't know. No. What I mean is, syempre, hindi ko naman napagdaanan.
Oh nga, pero like historically, you would think based sa mga libro, it's as accurate as a show can be.
Yeah. As oh. in. Kaya nga, sobrang disappointment. May sequel kasi.
I did not know this!
In the sense na, oh, tapos na yung European uh-huh. theater. Punta na tayo sa Pacific. It's called mm-hmm. the Pacific.
Brothers.
No, it's just the Pacific.
Oh, kala ko pinapapilin mo yung blogs.
Sinuturo kita because nandun si Rami Malek. He was one of the main
people. PewDiePie!
Pero that series, as in kung ano ang perfection ng Band of Brothers, like ganda, like emotional, mm-hmm. and yung ang accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
That series, how shall I say this?
Sucks.
It's just, my God.
It's a donkey.
Sobrang pangit niya na akala ko hindi siya based on books.
Mm-mm.
Apparently, it was. Pero, I can't.
Same creators?
Yeah.
What Spielberg happened to them? Hanks.
May pinanood ako na parang inanalyze niya. To be fair, di ba lagi ko sinasabi, hirap na hirap ako magbasa or makahanap ng good books about the Pacific War. Maybe kasi nga yung bias ng American writers.
Yeah.
Alam nila as Europe. Which,
yeah.
Ang dami naman din pinadalang American sa Asia.
Yeah.
Also, ibang-iba yung, hindi sa pangit naman, ano ba to? Ibang-iba yung tone kasi yung mga Japanese military, mm-hmm. ibang-iba sila.
They're scary.
Yes. Ibang-iba ang kanilang approach.
Yeah.
So, yung mga Americans sa Europe, lagi nilang sinasabi sa mga interviews, pag yung German troops, kung hindi sila magkalaban, parang nai-imagine niya, I could be friends with this guy. Yung mga Japanese, walang ganun. As in.
Kasi iba ang kanilang
yes,
sense of, ano
iba.
Diba? Soldierness.
So, ibang-iba yung tone ng show.
Yeah.
At ibang-iba, pag nagbabasa ka about the Pacific War.
So, nai-imagine ko parang, it's ang dark and bleak na nga ng World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And then, nga, because
yes.
of how the Japanese were at the time. Kasi they
yeah.
didn't, ano, sa Geneva Convention and stuff,
yeah.
diba? Ikaw yung nagsabi sa akin noon.
I know, right?
Napag prisoner of war ka, magpakamatay ka na lang because it's so shameful. That's
yeah.
why they treated their prisoners of war like shit.
Oh my God, I'm so proud.
Okay! See yung point ko, hindi ko ito Roman Empire. Hindi ko inclined to learn. Pero I like learning new things.
So, exactly, same. Ganyan din ako. Kaya, parang nalulun na ako
mm-hmm.
in World War II history. So, naghahanap na ako even more.
Yeah.
Ang D-Day kasi, yun ang pinaka iconic, can you say? Or talagang heavy? Or talagang siya yung the day. Kasi that's when it all started.
Yeah.
Na-invade ang Europe, nag-fall na si Hitler. So, everybody else around sa Pacific din. Ano na. Kaya, ang daming magandang books about D-Day. Yung Yung book ko na yun ni Stephen Ambrose na D-Day, meron din The Longest Day ni Cornelius Ryan, considered yun mga classics. And then when it comes to movies, The Longest Day na movie, as in, talagang that day,
it served.
It did serve, thank you. So, yes.
Nako-confuse lang ako. Saving Private Ryan. Say more. I don't know when Private Ryan served.
Yeah. And it was D-Day.
So it overlaps.
It did.
So you can like marathon it and be like, ooh.
Except fiction ng Saving Private.
Parang feeling ko every time pinag-usapan natin ang Saving Private Ryan, nagugulat ako na it's fiction.
I know.
What? So like no one lost all their sons?
Oh, thank you for that question. No, hindi siya nakakatawa.
Guys, make it fun here.
It nangyari talaga yon. And in one episode of Band of Brothers, may isang soldier sa EC na kilala niya or kaibigan niya yung one of the Nyland brothers na ganun ang nangyari.
Pinauwi na lang.
Yeah.
So in the first place, why deploy all of them if you're just gonna make this call? Na parang, you know, i-health checks lang lahat. Sino pinaka least inclined to survive this? Let them stay.
Parang ang ginawa nila, ang kanilang concession na lang, either pinag-iiba-iba ng assignment.
Pero let's say malas lang, on the same day, lahat mapatay.
Exactly. Exactly.
So ako parang, ano mo na lang. Yung nga, health, ganda ng idea ko. Tignan mo, guys, listen. Health checks lang lahat. Sino pinaka, like, weak shit? Keep them home.
Well, yeah, pero nga, men or wars are stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're preaching to the choir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a choir. I'm a deserter, man.
Proud.
Proud deserter. No. Nag-evolve na ako.
Oh, ano ko na ngayon?
After watching Downton Abbey, why not have the glory of being a hero of war? So, tataas ko ng kamay ko, papabaril ko, papauwi na ako.
And di ba sinabi ko nga sa'yo, kung Downton Abbey lang din, just shoot your own hand.
Nah, baka matrack yun eh, like the bull, I don't know. No. I'm gonna let them shoot my hand, the left one, kasi I'm right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And then parang guys like, oh my God, guys, I fought in the war so hard.
Tapos magsusot ka ng glove.
Yes, Michael Jackson, drama. Mm-hmm. See? Nag-evolve na, hindi na ako deserter.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Meron akong bagong ano do, parang goal, life goal. Kasi may World War II museum, I think in New Orleans.
I thought you were gonna say musical.
God! Pero yun yung nagpunta doon, anniversary nung most of the Band of Brothers cast, nagpunta sila, may mga symposium.
Ah!
Oo! Kasi nga, hanggang ngayon, it's still...
Tickles your fancy.
I was gonna say, it's still amazing. Pero, yeah, imagine me sa isang World War II museum.
You would lose your shit.
Yeah, I would. Meron sa corridor, nagpunta tayo, remember?
Yes, alam mo, nung bata ako, I remember very few things about my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Pero hanggang ngayon, yung corridor trip na yon, I was what, 6?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Around that age, I was around 10.
Sure.
And parang first time ko yata, kasi sa school, too young, pa kami to learn about the hard stuff about local history natin. First time ko makarinig ng ganun, yung cave of darkness.
Uh-huh.
Yung dun ko first time na-realize, oh shit, the reality of our past are so heavy on my shoulders.
Actually, yung trip na yun sa corridor, ang ganda, plus ang ganda nung tour guide natin.
Yes.
Kamusta na kaya siya? I hope he's still there.
And alive.
Yeah. Ang kaling niya. And then, di ba, in-explain niya. So, ito, Pacific na naman tayo. In-explain niya, di ba, na pag tourists from Japan, they go separately.
From us?
Yeah, separate ang tour bus pag Japanese.
Big, of their own choice? Or?
No. Yun ang ino-offer nung tour. Sineseparate nila ang Japanese tourists para matreat nila yung topic with the right amount of sensitivity.
Okay. Kasi they're very much ano naman eh.
Exactly.
Diba? They're not pretending it didn't happen.
The same way, ang mga Germans,
yes,
they teach about the Nazis.
Mm-mm. Something we could all use. Why is it called Band of Brothers? Kasi lang naging close sila.
Kinuha yun ni author sa isang passage from Shakespeare.
Oh my God!
Na parang yung something na, he who sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Yung line na yun.
Chill.
What?
Ako, like, I chak nilabutan ako doon.
I thought you said, chill.
Okay. Are you getting too excited?
Oh, yeah. So, tinanggap ko nga talaga na Roman Emperor ko. Mm-hmm. Kasi specifically, Band of Brothers talaga. It's just so well made. Tapos, kasi 10 episodes siya. Yeah. So, hindi nagmamadali. Nakaka-focus mm-hmm. on the important events. The acting. Yeah, wala.
Kasi in spite pa of like the war, ang ganda lang ng scenery ng TV show. Like, ang ganda ng places eh.
Yun, doon mo rin makikita talaga yung difference ang Pacific kasi hindi nila mapaganda yung jungles. Hindi mapaganda. Wala.
That's true. I remember watching Apocalypse Now.
Hmm. Yes.
That is the opposite of my Roman yes. Empire. Please, never again. Please.
That's a different war, di ba? Is it Vietnam?
I you think said? So, yeah.
Technically, kaya ako sinasabi, World War II ang interest ko. Vietnam, I don't know much about mm-mm. it. I don't really feel the need mm-hmm. na mag-aral kasi from what I know, ganito na lang. Di ba lagi ko sinasabi, World War II is the last war that made sense.
Uh-huh.
So that means Vietnam War.
Ako naman, wala akong interest din, like in general, war. War history. Pero, Good Morning Vietnam, gustong-gusto ko yung movie na yun.
Diba kasi it's not about war.
Yun nga. Oo nga.
It's set in war. So, yes. Finally, napag-usapan ko ang aking Roman Empire. Gusto ko naman, well, actually, alam ko ang for yes. reals, alam ko ang Roman Empire mo. Pero,
uh-huh.
I-explain mo, pwede mo na bang explain bakit ka nalulot dito?
It all started with, if you may recall our Jaws episode,
yes?
It all started with me watching Jaws for the first time. It had the opposite effect on me. Parang, okay, I watched Silence of the Lambs. Sino yung favorite kong character? Si Hannibal Lecter. Kahit siya yung bad guy. Ooh, Child's Play. Sino yung favorite ko? Si Chucky. You don't root for the quote-unquote hero of horror movies. Kasi I love horror movies, diba? You always like, yes, I love the monster. I love the villain. I love the ghost.
Sabi mo, you don't. You don't root for the hero. Oh, you don't root for the hero. Akala yeah. ko, inisip ko ang hero, yung monster.
No. In my head, nabuhay or mamatay yung main character. Okay lang sa akin, kasi it serves the plot. Pero ang juicy kapag yung monster ang namatay, pag natalo mo na, yung ganon.
Okay.
It's more interesting if they live or die for me, yung okay. monsters. So, watching Jaws for the first time, I was like, oh my God, that's such a cool shark. Hindi ako natakot sa shark. Diba, nagka-crazy yan eh, diba? Yeah. So, nalulun na ako first, shark trivia, shark facts. Diba, nalala mo rin sa Jaws, yung, ooh, their sandpapery skin, ganon.
Yeah, and also, okay. I remember, I love yes. Jaws kasi naintindihan ko, oh, this is why it's a classic.
And the real bad guy is the mayor.
Yes.
Diba? Nalulun na rin ako eventually sa parang pop culture history na Jaws talaga ang nag-set nung trend na sharks are terrifying. Before that, mga island countries like Hawaii, parang more or less mythical creatures-ish sila. They were worshipped, they were gods kasi nga they're big, they're dangerous, quote-unquote dangerous, pero they don't hurt humans, period. Eh. We're not under food chain. It's when we bother them, that's when they bother us back.
Uh-huh.
Na-bother ako sa history nun.
Na ginawag villain ang shark.
Yes. Kasi, every year, more or less, we kill around 100 million sharks. Pero mga sharks, they kill on average around 2 to 5 of us a year. Imagine mo yung statistic na yun.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
What?
Na-trauma ka ba sa statistics?
No, na 2 to 5 lang.
Yeah, a year.
Also, pumasa ako ng statistics, okay? It's probabilities.
Yun pa nga, mayroon akong list of probabilities na a heart attack kills more humans than sharks. You're more likely to die from a lightning strike than a shark attack.
So, bakit maraming pinapatay na sharks?
because of Jaws, naging sport siya. Sharks are scary. Ooh, let's get rid of them when they're near human beaches. Kill them. Iba, diba, for food, yung fins nila. Yes. Iba, health daw. Health benefits daw ang sharks.
It's like the sperm whales.
Yes! Yes! Is that your other Roman Empire?
No, hindi. Not enough. I only know one story.
Yung history talaga of bakit tayo natakot sa sharks. And yung ano talaga, traces back to Jaws. Tapos may nagtanong pa nga kay Steven Spielberg if he regrets making it. Just because of the angle.
Uh-huh.
More ano na yung hirap sa ginawa. Paano gawin?
Or yung hirap nila because the shark.
Yes.
Pero wait. So why do you like Jaws? Dapat isipin mo, because of that movie na ano ang sharks. Also, second question bago palimutan. How can you not be scared of them? Diba, do you know that famous yung surfer, yung girl surfer na she got her arm bitten off? Paano?
Honestly, humans were never meant to go in the water. We evolved to get out of the water. Why do we keep going back in? Nobody wants to research the depths of the ocean, yet we keep going to space. There's a reason.
What?
Para instinctually. What? We're terrified of the abyss of the ocean. Why? Para space, parang wee! Space!
So, why do people surf?
Why do people rollerblade?
Exactly.
It's for fun. Pero you have to understand then that that is their territory. That is their... Kumbaga, humans have already taken over the entire land of the earth from nature, from animals. We're not leaving anything for them. Leave the sharks alone in their waters.
Okay, sige. It's a bit depressing, pero I get it.
Uh-huh.
So, bakit ka hindi inis kay Jaws?
Well, kasi nauna ko naman napanood. Di naman ako natakot dun sa shark eh. So, I already enjoyed it. I already liked it. And then I found out, oh no. I really like it.
Okay.
Kasi ako nga, I can separate it eh. Mm-hmm. Noong una kong napanood, sa mayor ako napikon right away eh. Kasi diba the choices.
Ako, diba ako rin?
Exactly. Kasi nga, I have already influenced you in the right direction.
No, hindi mo sinabi sa akin ang kwento.
No, na sharks are great. Okay. Yung nga, like I said, around 2 to 5 lang people a year ang napapatay ng sharks. Nga lagi ko sinasabi ito, cows kill more humans than sharks. Ang cows, average 22 humans a year ang napapatay nila because nga they're land animals. We live with them, di ba? May farmers. May mga napapatay sila.
How?
I don't know, stomping?
Napala ko by their farts.
Pwede, maybe. Vending machines ka daw, kill more humans than sharks. Ako parang, why are we so scared? Kasi nga, they have teeth. Diba? They're ginormous. And medyo like, their eyes kind of soulless a little bit. Kasi they're just black orbs, diba?
Tsaka ano yung sabi mo, the big monster?
The Megalodon.
Yeah.
Okay. Ito naman, the Megalodon, sila ang largest sharks on record natin. So far, for all we know, baka wala pa tayong discovering fossils of other kinds of sharks. Pero for now, yun ang ano natin. Tapos, for the longest time, nagtataka, why did we keep finding Megalodon teeth here in the Philippines, lalo na sa provinces, and actually, minsan meron pa nga sa Metro Manila na hanap, within the Metro Manila area. Kasi, hunting, di ba we used to be underwater as an island?
Oh.
This was their hunting ground.
Philippines number one.
As in, parang, may chances, they lived on top of us, mga megalodon. And sila yung parang, highest ano sa predator list sa waters noon. So baka nga instinctual tong connection ko sa kanila.
Yes, ikaw lang.
Spiritual ang connection namin. Ako lang talaga. Mm-hmm. Tapos did you know, sharks are older than dinosaurs by 90 million years.
No.
Yes.
Sasabihin ko lang yun kanina nung sinabi mo about megalodon.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, hindi ko lang sasabihin ko pero I thought of dinosaurs.
Ah.
What?
Yeah, the oldest known record ng shark is over 420 million years ago. Can you imagine?
No.
Ako din. Tapos, they're even older than trees.
Okay, na-imagine ko. Like how Galadriel is older than the sun and moon.
Yes. Sharks are my Galadriel.
Pero, alam sharks. Kasi diba, there's a whole thing. Shark Week is an event that people wait for.
Actually, I don't participate in Shark Week.
What is Shark Week? Akala ko it's just puro palabas na. What do people do something on Shark Week?
Kasi every day for me is Shark Week.
Yeah.
Okay, I may have prejudged Shark Week. Akala ko nga, because nga, popular culture, ganun. It's about, I don't know why. Kasi based lang sa mga commercials minsan, ang testosterone fueled. So akala ko baka about the hunting of the sharks. No, it's educational.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just always thought.
Well, sa akin naman noon, parang, alam ko, educational siya to show that sharks are scary.
Hi.
Pero, tandang-tanda ko yung sinabi mo about their skin na like, it's not smooth. Like, ano nga?
Sandpaper.
Did you say there were like teeth?
What? A little bit, yeah. Ang sharks, let's say, we learn about them because they're dangerous. We should stay away. Let's say maybe we learn about tigers and lions. They're dangerous. We should stay away from them. We should stop as a society that putting our fingers in places we should not. I think that's a saying. I think that's a phrase.
I can't. Never bother also mga surfers.
Well, you know.
Is it my Roman Empire?
It probably is your Roman Empire.
Because it's scary. Like, ang scary.
Yeah, same way ko na eh.
They can't surf on land.
That's what a skateboard is. Or snowboarding. That's also, trees naman are your fear in snowboarding.
Me, personally?
In general, people.
Kasi ako, I'm afraid of trees. Di ba pag may trees around the house, sabi ko, you can't trust trees.
Okay.
Kaya nakapasok yung assassin sa bahay ni Michael Corleone. Daming trees eh. Is that my Roman Empire?
Trees.
I'm around thinking the Godfather, actually.
It could also be.
Yes.
It could be.
Maybe, pwede kang maraming Roman Empires. Because there were many Roman emperors.
That's what I said.
Yes, pero... Bago ko na-realize na World War II history, ang tagal na inano mo ako na, no, iisa lang ang...
Nag-hyperfixate lang ako on the fact na your main Roman Empire is what we should be talking about!
May sharks ba sa aquariums or no?
They cannot survive. They get so depressed kasi sharks have to keep moving to survive. They just stop and then they die. Yes! They get so depressed kasi they're very intelligent creatures. Ang whale shark, di ba the panda-looking ones, yung mukhang cute, orcas.
Oh, they're
psychopaths.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say.
Kasi nga, pinanood akong documentary about sharks. Madaling araw to. 30 minutes lang yata, 40 minutes. I was so ready. Kasi I misread it eh. Pinasa ko cannabis sharks. Akala ko, are we experimenting weed on sharks? Why are we doing this? What's the point? Cannibal sharks pala.
Okay.
So, after the 30-40 minutes, bumaba ako, makagulgul ako sa nanay ko. Uh-huh. Because sharks nga are eating each other. Alam ko yung sharks eat each other in the womb. Okay? They do that.
Huh?
Sharks eat each other in the womb. Sharks. Baby sharks. Baby.
Marami bang sharks in the womb?
In the mother shark, and then the strongest one survives by eating the others. And then it's birthed.
Ano? Maraming sharks in a womb?
I don't know how. Okay, fine. Google
na. Hindi siya like a baby?
There can be twins. What's your point?
Pero the way you said it, parang it's never iisa lang. Also,
depends on the kind of shark.
Pwede, ang bilis masyado. Whale shark is orca?
Yeah.
Di ba whale shark is butanding?
Killer whale lang iniisip ko kasi.
Okay, see, nililito mo ako eh.
Okay, killer whales, the panda-looking ones, are the orcas. Yes. Kasi nga, killer...
Was Free Willy an orca?
I've never seen it. I've only heard of it.
Nung nagka-chicken pox ako na...
Oh.
Yeah, it was fun though. Kasi...
Good time.
Kasi hindi naman ako kailangan mag-isolate kasi ako na last na nagkaroon dito. Pero natatandaan ko, meron pa noon, again, in the olden days, video, Free Willy. Pinapanood ko siya every day nung hindi ako pumapasok.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun lang. Just fun.
Good for you.
So, I don't know if it's a good movie or if it dahil lang, siya lang may sakit ako nun.
Anyway, back to the orcas by their cray. Yun nga, so nanonood ako ng Cannibal Sharks, makagulgulo ko ito sa nanay ko. After. Mm-hmm. Kasi I'm aware naman ako na sharks, you know, they're predators, even amongst themselves, pero seeing it that way, finding out, like that. Like, ang orcas, they're so smart. I think they're one of the smartest shark species.
Oh, orcas are sharks?
Yes.
Okay.
So, they look like a whale kasi because they're so big and fat. Okay. And they look like a panda. Kaya nga, misleading eh. Ang smart ng orcas, they know that, hindi ko malala kung great white shark eh. Basta, a certain species of shark's liver is good for them. Somehow, na-locate nila as a species. Hindi lang like one shark. Siguro nagturuan. Like, as a species, saan ang liver ng, kasi sharks naman, they don't have to eat on the sharks. They can eat other fish kasi they're ginormous. They only chomp on the liver area and just leave the shark to die.
Ito ba yung nangyayari sa Africa?
Yeah!
Oh my God. And okay.
Umalis na yung sharks. Di man nila naubos.
Yeah.
Again, they're smart. They leave.
How did they find out na livers are good for them?
Nobody knows!
Alam ko na. Maybe
okay. The skin?
No, by accident. So, minakain sila. Mm-hmm. Tapos natututo yung organ yes. Na parang, ooh, more strength, more XP.
Yes, kasi parang ravens. As generationally, they can remember na you treated them well. Ikaw, one ka.
Yeah.
Their children will remember or are taught na you are a good human to ravens. Animals are so smart.
Yeah, lagi ko nababasin about ravens.
Yes.
Gusto ko nga maka, like, I want to meet a raven na pwede kong tulungan. Yes. Kasi para yung older
children.
It is
also my dream. And then little trinkets, ibigyan ka nila.
Yeah.
May isang babae, totoo daw yun. Like, a literal diamond nakuha niya because of a raven. Siya parang, I think, kinash in niya yun eh.
Sana naman tinulungan niya yung, I mean.
If that another person had the diamond, I think they can spare one.
No, hindi ko naawa doon sa tao, sa raven, na parang sana pinirahan niya.
I don't think the raven needed the money. Gusto ko na i-reiterate na I understand ang scary nilang creatures. But for me, the same way I understand scary creatures ang lions, tigers, and bears.
Oh my!
Yes. Pero we as people, in awe tayo of those other three. Ang ganda nila eh. We stay away from them. We respect. Kasi taga if a polar bear gets you, you will die.
Don't get me started on polar bears,
your recent Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Lagi sinasabi siya, di ba, the polar bears are dying. Kaya parang, in what way? And then pinapanood ko din na, eh, di ba?
In the way that they stop breathing.
Oh, that's dark. Did you know, polar bears, ang fur nila white, di ba, but their skin is black.
No.
Yes.
Did you know?
What?
Ang skin mismo ng zebra stripes?
Yes!
Oh, okay. Fine.
Kasi manipis ang fur nila eh.
Nang ano?
Nang zebra. Naintindihan ko why you're scared. Kasi ako naman, in logic, naitatakot din ako. I don't wanna be near them. That's why I respect them. I stay away. Kasi alam mo, pangarap ko to swim with the sharks. I can't swim though, so it's never gonna happen. I don't think I'm ever gonna learn how to swim. Pero, gusto ko, humane. Kaya I don't like going to zoos anymore. Hindi ko na makaya. I want to see the animals. Kasi I might never be able to travel to places where they're free and ano. Pero I do not want to monetize their suffering.
I don't like zoos.
Exactly. Even aquariums. I don't like aquariums anymore either. So, for me, kaya rin ako minsan namiyak ako kay mami, I can never safely and humanely hug a bear.
Yes, I know.
Can you imagine? A giant grizzly bear. Ang soft-soft nila. Ang laki. A hug from them.
No, thanks.
Like, we're just saying, if they were friendly and herbivores, can you just imagine how cozy?
Ang gusto ko to swim with the pigs. In the
yes, actually, I agree with you on that one. I agree.
Is that the same pig ni Moana?
I think so.
Oh my God.
Yes, but swimming with the sharks, yung pangarap ko magawa. Kasi ang shark, pag rinub mo yung kanilang snooter, their nose area, mag-flip sila over and then you can scratch their bellies kasi not all sharks, syempre. Depende din sa temperament ng shark. For humans, equivalent is they're being tickled. Parang, ooh, they wiggle around, yay, scratch my belly.
I don't believe this.
Have you ever seen a baby lemon shark?
No.
They're the cutest things to walk, well, not walk this earth, to swim this oceans. Nakita ko to kay Sam. Ganito ko na-convert din si Sam sa sharks. Dati naman siya galit sa kanila. Kumbaga, you know, di as much as me. Pero after I showed her a baby lemon shark, it was the best.
What's that?
It's a baby lemon shark.
Oh, it's so fat.
Diba? Speaking of Hawaii, meron silang a lot of myths surrounding sharks. Mm-hmm. Meron silang different, like around nine named shark gods pa nga eh.
Oh.
Oo. Tapos, speaking of ano war, meron silang specific myth na medyo complicated for me, I don't know it well enough, na connection lang, happened in Pearl Harbor. And speaking of Pearl Harbor, kasi it wasn't called Pearl Harbor before, no olden times nila. But now that it is, war, connection. Dati naman, the Americans didn't care about sharks. There wasn't enough research for it to be fascinating to anybody back then. Nagkasimula lang din ang interest medyo dyan. Because when the military started getting worried na the sharks might interfere or even attack yung kanilang mga water-based operations. Kasi nga, unknown eh. Unknown, what can they do?
Uh-huh.
Humans ba? Bad, good for them. Machinery, bad or good for them. So they were worried.
Uh-huh.
And then nga, Diyos. And yes. Then, ganon. So, syempre, the military, ang kanilang main concern is, how can this be useful for us? The Navy actually tried to train sharks.
To what?
To, I don't know, parang dogs, I guess.
Oh my.
They wanted them to be like underwater suicide bomb people tuloy. Yeah, sad talaga. What we've done to sharks have been very sad. Pero did you ever think, magagawa ko to, makakonnect ko yung military and my sharks?
Never.
Okay, so you know, I love them.
Oh my God, we did it!
We did it! It's been a good while, but we did it.
We will be back. Kasi
totoo na
naman na yung holidays and we will try our best for our three listeners.
Di ba nanonong 5 na tayo ngayon?
Oh, yes, yeah. 5.
Yes.
Thank you to our 5 listeners. Mm-hmm. We hope you're still there.
Yes.
And we hope that you will still talk to us on Facebook.
The Hidden Cookies Podcast.
On Instagram.
At The Hidden Cookies Podcast.
Or you can drop us an email or a hanging plan.
The Hidden Cookies Podcast at gmail.com.
Or buy us a New Year coffee.
Yee! Buy me a coffee / Hidden Cookies. Shroomy!
Where's her back? Where are Shroomies at? Yeah. Okay, till next time.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Bye!
Yay! We did it!
I never thought we would.